Queensland is facing food shortages and flood alerts as severe weather warnings continue for the rain-drenched region. With 6 hourly rainfall totals that could reach as high as 80 millimetres in parts of western and northern Queensland, major flood warnings are current for the Flinders and Cape Rivers, and residents of downstream Burkittin Falls Dam are asked to prepare to evacuate. Elliot Dunn, the Emergency Management Coordinator from Mount Isa Police, stated that the diminishing food supplies were caused by major road closures due to the wild weather. "Unfortunately, at the moment, we have lost all the roads in the Northern Territory due to the same system," Dunn said. Southeast Queensland could feel the effects of the wild weather, with the possibility of 30 millimetres of rainfall expected later on this week.
Researchers from the University of Queensland have released the results of 3 experimental studies that show increasing popularity and effectiveness of granfluencers, social media influencers over the age of 60, in relation to Australia's tourism industry. UQU researcher Dr. Mohamed Rashia Saeed said the study provides the first empirical evidence that age-defying portrayals of granfluencers have measurable impact on consumer behaviour among older adults. By portraying older adults as capable, adventurous and future-focused, they contribute to a more inclusive understanding of ageing, one that resonates across generations. And I have lost my news. So
maybe we're
having a slight technical issue here. Maybe we need to go to a song.
That's fine. All right, that's your Zed Lines for today. We're going to get onto some more music now. First of all, we have a sponsor spot, and then we're going to move on to 40 Loose Ends by Tommy Beats. This is 4ZZZ.
Taking it back to the essence. Droppin' Science lands at On the Banks, a night dedicated to hip hop in all its forms. De La Soul.
Zed Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
This is Sarah Ellen and Alana returning with the 11 a.m. Zed Lines. And in national news, we have Sydney filmmaker Leanne McCaskey has been awarded $50,000 as the top prize at TropFest 2026 for her film Crescendo. The short film centred on the story of a mother whose babysitting plans fall through on the morning of a career-defining audition. The international judging panel, which included James Cameron and Margot Robbie, described Crescendo as absolutely pitch perfect. More than 35,000 people turned up to Sydney's Centennial Park to attend the Revive Film Festival, which shut down in 2019 due to financial troubles. Voting for the People's Choice Awards is now open, and all of the shortlisted films can be viewed at tropfest.com.
Also in national news, Gumaroi and Ngiyampaa activist Jaden Kitchener-Waters will be part of the Australian delegation of the Global Samud Flotilla. The flotilla will attempt to break the Israeli naval blockade of Gaza again to deliver crucial aid and medicine to Palestinians. In January, the Israeli government banned Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam, Save the Children and over 30 other aid organisations for operating from Gaza. In a statement to the National Indigenous Times, Mr. Kitchener-Waters said, "I think it's really important that history must always remember the Aboriginal people who stood side by side with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And history must always remember us as fierce allies and close comrades in the war against injustice and oppression." Jaden Kitchener-Waters will join other Australians and thousands of participants worldwide as part of the flotilla due to set sail to Gaza in late March.
In international news, a UN report has determined that atrocities committed by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces group in Sudan are hallmarks of genocide. The investigation concludes that the RSF deliberately inflicted conditions to bring about the destruction of ethnic communities. An estimated 150,000 people have been killed, 11.7 million displaced, and 30 million are now in need of humanitarian assistance amid a hunger crisis. According to UNICEF, At least 15 children were killed this week when a drone struck a displacement camp. The UN has declared there must be urgent protection for civilians as conflict expands to other regions. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13.2, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.